Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for seeing us. Sarah Short, the American hiker, has thanked you, and her family has thanked you, and the United States government has thanked you for what you did personally, I believe, in behalf of her release. The other part of what she pleaded for, though, is the release of her fiancé, Shane Bauer, and Josh Fatale. Is there anything that you can do to try to win the release of these two men?
In the
name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. First of all, I wish to say hello to the good people of the United States and all viewers of your program. I hope that our dialogue today here will contribute to better understanding and more friendship among us. We are not happy to see other people prisoners, anybody, everywhere in the world. We like to see everybody is free. Of course, there are two problems and two difficulties. One is about the violations and offenses that might be committed. And on the other side, we have laws and regulations. That lady, with the compassion that prevails in the Islamic Republic of Iran, has been freed and now she is with her family. The other two are under the custody of the judiciary now, and hopefully they would also prove that they didn't want to commit any offense and to violate our borders, and they would be able to convince the judge.
But what evidence is there that they are spies? There certainly was no evidence that she was a spy, and they were all together, they were all friends on a holiday. What reason is there not to release the two men?
And I think we should not keep ourselves in a position to interfere in the work of a judge. And we should not have an earlier judgment about that case. I think we should let the judge and the court decide about the case. And I think this is the greatest help to all of them.
Well, in the case of Sarah Short, you intervened, and we saw that she was supposed to be released, then she wasn't. And the interpretation is that you were in somewhat of a disagreement with the judicial branch of government. How should we view this? Are there divisions in your government? And you finally asserted your power and authority for her release. But how should people outside interpret what is going on inside the government?
Are you looking for the freedom of the lady, or you are going to see what is going on in Iran? There are certain laws and regulations in our country. We have a national law, and if somebody is supposed to be freed, that should be done according to the law. Nobody can walk or take action beyond the law. Everything should happen within the framework of the law. If, for example, there is certain power that must be within the framework of the national law.
One suggestion, just to conclude on this, from the State Department spokesman on Twitter, he tweeted that you could take the two men on your airplane to New York when you go to the United Nations. What's your response to that?
That was a good proposal, but I wish they wouldn't cross our border in order to be forced to get back to New York today. If they had not violated our border, they would have been at their homes for over a year, for more than a year, and we had no problem here. And hopefully, there would be no violation, no offense, and otherwise, the judiciary has to react.
Let me ask you about a statement from the International Atomic Energy Agency today. The UN agency has sharply criticized Iran for interfering with the weapons inspectors. And in fact, A number of countries, Germany, France, Great Britain, said Iran's actions are reprehensible. Very strong language from the IAEA, which issued a report last week saying the inspectors cannot get access to the nuclear sites that they need to see. Why is Iran not letting the experienced inspectors who know this weapons area so well, why is Iran not letting these inspectors in?
If the IAEA does everything according to the law, we will cooperate. If they are going to go beyond the law, it is not acceptable to us. But I'm going to ask a question here. If we were one of the allies of the United States or the West, would we be treated the same way by the agency?
The IAEA.
IAEA, yes.
The IAEA treats.
Please, let me finish. Does the IAEA visit or inspect nuclear facilities or provide any report from those facilities in Britain, in France, or in the United States? Do they have any access to those facilities? They have no access to those facilities in these countries, but they have no report that we do not have access to their facilities. Okay. They should, for example, publish a report about the number of atomic weapons in France, in the United States, in the United Kingdom, and they should give a report about their nuclear activities. We think there is a model that has been imposed upon on the IAEA, and this model cannot bring a solution to the problem. We have already told them about this fact. If they want to go beyond the law, they can continue that, but they will have no result if they continue to go in this direction. If they are going to do anything based against justice, that would be a failure. If the Director General releases a report and if he makes a claim, that must be on the basis of evidence that must be enshrined in the NPT. What is the article that says that we have committed a violation in our country? They cannot say everything in general. It's about generality. We may say that the agency or the IAEA has committed a violation. That is a political conflict.
According to the United Nations, the IAEA has in fact found grounds for special procedures in the case of Iran, and there are years of sanctions that attest to the fact that Iran has not, in the eyes of the world, agreed, in the eyes of Russia and China, your strongest allies on the Security Council. Will you let the inspectors in, or if you don't, is there a risk of further hostility?
We are going to do everything within the framework of the law. We have already allowed them to inspect our facilities, and the IAEA has visited our facilities a few times. They should value our cooperation. If they don't do it, then we have to refer only to the law. Based on the law, we have gone beyond the law, and we have cooperated with them. But they are under the pressures of the United States and the allies, and they express political views. So this is not a technical approach and a legal approach towards the question. And it is part of the hostility of the United States against our people, and this is not new. It is of no legal value. We are not concerned about it. We are not
with
at all
respect,
concerned about
Mr. President, it. If there's nothing to hide, if this is a peaceful nuclear program, as Iran says, why not let all the inspectors who know the scientific and technical detail, why not let them see what they say Iran is not cooperating? You say Iran is cooperating, they say Iran is not. So why not let them in if it's a peaceful program?
یعنی شما میگید همکاری
you say that we should not continue cooperation within the framework of the law and they should do everything illegally in our country
یا آژانس هم یه قانونی داره
they should be confined to a law shouldn't they
they say they are following the procedures Mr. President
ما میگیم خارج از رویه هستن
we say that it is against the procedure and we have evidence and the evidence is there in the IAEA and they have nothing based on the MPT and other laws and regulations let me ask another question in the modification provided by MPT the IAEA was instructed to provide a report about the nuclear activity of the Zionist regime, an illegal regime that has nuclear weapons. They possess nuclear weapons and they constantly threaten their neighbors. And in the past year, they threatened Iran more than 10 times. Have they released any report about it? Clearly,
that's a question for the leadership of that country.
Because they are the ally of the United States, and they are.
I am honored to be with the president of this country. So let's talk about
write any report.
What Iran is doing.
They cannot release any report.
Would you return to the proposals that were made in Geneva when Iran agreed with the proposals for? The Russian advance in fuel for Iran. Why did Iran agree to that and then renege on it? Would you consider going back into negotiations with the United States and the European countries and Russia and China and try to reach that agreement again?
دو تا نکته رو شما توجه داشته باشید.
I think you should pay attention to a few points. First, it is clearly a number of countries. There are a number of countries that have been hostile to us for more than 30 years and they continue their hostility against Iran. This is not new to us. But what we said in Geneva, we said the same thing in Vienna and we emphasized our position in Tehran declaration. We have a stable position. We have announced that within the framework, within a clear framework and context, we are ready for the fuel swap. If the other side wants to have the same agreement within the same framework, we are ready to do it. Our position in Geneva, in Vienna, and in Tehran is the same. So we didn't change our approach, we did not change our decision. Those who were supposed to come forward and to have the fuel stop wanted to impose certain conditions, and those were not acceptable to us. That is a deal. That is a business. That can be a preparation for a greater cooperation. But on the pretext of a fuel swap, they cannot violate our rights. That is clear. We have already announced, and we still say that we are ready for the fuel swap.
Mr. President, let me ask you about the broader question of relations between the United States, the West, and the Islamic world, because there have been some terrible tensions. Controversy over the mosque in New York City, the Islamic Cultural Center and mosque. The president has said that there is every right to build it, and the mayor of New York City has said it should be built. But there's so much anger, and I'm wondering, from the perspective of you as a leader here, the protests in the streets that we've seen over the attempt or the threat to desecrate the Holy Quran, what do you think of this rising anger between these two cultures?
I think there are not two cultures. At least I should say there is no conflict between the two cultures. We should find where the problem is. I ask this question. Do the people of the United States hate the Muslims? Is that so? That's not true. Muslims do not hate Americans either.
اینجا ربطی به مردم نداره مثلا.
This has nothing to do with the people here.
ربطی به فرهنگ ها نداره.
That has nothing to do with cultures.
ما باورمونه یه گروه اقلیتی
در We believe that there is a minority in the United States. And they are Zionists.
اینا نه دین دارن نه فرهنگ.
They have no religion. They believe in no religion. And they have no culture. They are only seeking for their material interests. They are against all religions, against all divine books, against all divine prophets. Their interest lie in hostility with nations of the world, and their hostility, their interest lie in creating wars and conflicts. Quran is a heavenly book, a divine book. That was an ugly thing to burn a holy book. That is a desecration to billions of believers and people in the world.
But it was one small church with no following. That does not represent the United States.
That's not important. To us, it's not important. I am sure he does not represent the people of the United States.
And there are Jewish leaders working with Muslim leaders to build the cultural center in New York City. So there's no evidence of any elite, what you call Zionist group.
حتماً همینطوره.
In fact, Fidel Castro, your old friend Fidel Castro, criticized you for your comments about Israel and the Holocaust.
I think you should allow me to talk, to speak. I think you should finish first, and then you should let me explain. Okay, will you finish, please? You can continue to talk. Okay, let me answer.
اون چیزی که شما می‌بینید در کشورهای اسلامی با اون عمل زشت
What you see in Islamic countries is what the people are against that ugly behavior. They are not against the people of the United States. They are not against Americans. They are not against Jews.
نه مخالف مسیحیت.
They are not against Christians or Christianity. They are not against any church.
یعنی این عمل زشت است.
They say that is a very bad and ugly behavior.
آیا شما فکر می‌کنید اون عمل درستی بوده؟
Do you think it is right? It was right. I think you should certainly condemn it. Everybody has condemned that act. We should be vigilant to prevent repetition of such a work. We believe that Zionists are angry today because they say the global development is going against their illegitimate interests and they continue their ugly works activities. Activities, the provocations, propaganda campaigns in order to divide nations. And I think they will suffer a defeat because both Islamic nations, Muslims, Americans and Christians are very vigilant and they are clever. They will not be trapped by the Zionist deceits and conspiracies. So they would see only a failure for their behavior.
We see no evidence that there is any such Zionist conspiracy. But let me ask you about the Palestinian leaders who are negotiating this very day with the Israeli leaders. They believe there is some chance for an agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis for two states within a year. Should you not support what Mahmoud Abbas is trying to achieve for his people?
بذارید خب مذاکره کنن. شما مخالف مذاکره؟
Let them continue negotiations. Are you against negotiations?
صحبت کنید.
Let them talk.
ولی ما فکر می‌کنیم راه حل مسئله فلسطینی
نیست. That is not the solution to the Palestinian issue.
ما داریم خبر میدیم.
We are just telling them about the truth.
این روش نتیجه نخواهد داد.
This method is not the right one and it have no result because the fundamental issues in Palestine have been forgotten and neglected. Because those who want to talk, they should represent the Palestinian people. If they do not represent the Palestinians, the Palestinian will never accept them. We think we should allow a referendum to be held in Palestine, and the Palestinian people should decide about their future.
Well, they've had elections.
This is enshrined in the United Nations Charter, the right to self-determination. 3 years ago, they had an election, they formed the government, and unfortunately, the European governments, the United States, went against the votes of the people. In fact, they expressed opposition to the United Nations Charter. In fact, they said no to democracy. They boycotted that government. They imposed a siege on that government. But now there are a limited number of people who are going to talk in Washington and to do negotiations, but they are separate from the main Palestinian issue. You see, we say that there will be no result because the Palestinians are not represented in those talks.
Let me ask you about the relations between Iran and the United States. President Obama reached out to the Iranian people with a number of messages, and you have responded. What do you think can be done about the lack of dialogue? There has been no avenue, even though he said he was reaching out with an outstretched hand and trying to reach out to Iran and reduce the tensions between your country and the United States.
I would like to say a few points in this very connection. We think that in the world, the important thing is relationship among nations and governments. All countries must be in contact with each other, and they should have relations. 30 years ago, the government of the United States unilaterally broke off relations with Iran. And all these years, they stood against our people. They continue hostilities, and they cooperated with all of our enemies. President Obama said, "We are going to make it up." And we welcomed that idea and position. I sent a message for him after his election. And of course, I received no answer. He just gave a general response. And that is not considered a response to my message. We think maybe President Obama wants to do something. But there are pressure groups in the United States who do not allow him to do so. Even if he wants to do something, apparently there are certain groups who do not allow him to do it.
You're suggesting that President Obama doesn't have the, as commander-in-chief and leader of the United States, does not have the decision-making power over what he does?
Do you really think President Obama can do anything he wishes to?
Within the construct of the United States Constitution. But what would you like to hear from President Obama? And what would you like to say to him?
Yes. The Constitution is only on the paper. What about the political scene, the reality on the ground? Is he able to do everything he wishes to? Certainly it's not true. There are different political groups, there are different lobbyist pressure groups, and more important, there are Zionists there. We say if he wants to do something, there are certain groups who do not allow him to do so. We think President Obama had a lot of good opportunities. For example, including the nuclear swap. Last year, during my visit to New York, I said I am ready to have a debate with President Obama in the presence of the media.
این هم یه فرصت دیگری.
That was another opportunity.
اعلام کردیم در افغانستان و
ایران. We said in Afghanistan and in Iraq we can cooperate for the enhancement and improvement of security and democracy.
اوباما در سخنرانی‌ها اعلام کردن که
President Obama in his speeches, a statement said he's interested to do so and to engage in such cooperation. But nothing has yet happened with regard to such a position. We think pressure groups do not let him go ahead.
Well, there has certainly not been any suggestion anywhere else that there are so-called Zionist pressure groups who make decisions for President Obama. But when you come to the United Nations, do you have a suggestion or an offer, a new offer for a way to get this relationship between two nations who have people who your people and the people in the United States want peace. Your people have great needs. You're suffering under sanctions. What can you suggest that you might say to the United Nations that might change this very serious growing confrontation?
Yes, here I like to say that our nation does not need the United States whatsoever. Even if the U.S. administration increases the sanctions and 100 times more, and even the Europeans join the United States to impose heavier sanctions, we in Iran are in a position to meet our own requirements. When we say nations should establish and build relationship, it doesn't mean that we are in need of the United States. Of course, all nations of the world need each other. When they develop relationship, they exchange cultures, they exchange experiences, and they can promote friendly ties among themselves. So they can promote friendship. And we are living for all these values in the world. 4 years ago, we had a proposal and we wanted the government of the United States to allow for a direct flight between Tehran and the United States. We have taken necessary steps. Even now, there are people in the United States who want to go to the United States, and they are controlled by the government of the United States, and they are denied a visa. Even if when we are going to participate in the United Nations General Assembly, people who are going to accompany me face problems. We say they should open the way to allow people to, and this is going to secure the interest of all sides. They should allow scientists, artists, and general ordinary people to exchange visits, and this is good for both sides because a million people from both sides can visit each other's countries, and this is a very good proposal.
But as you know, there are U.S. procedures that have been taken because of past Iranian support for Hamas and Hezbollah and other terrorism, as well as the sanctions now imposed by the rest of the world because of the nuclear issue. So don't those issues have to be confronted, resolved, before there can be open exchanges between our two countries?
No. I said this is the result of Zionist pressures. What does Hamas mean? Hamas is a group living in its own country and in its own homeland. Why should Hamas be an obstacle for a relationship between Iranians and Americans? So, isn't it because of the pressures of Zionists on the U.S. administration? I have a question. Why did the United States government break off relations with Iran? Why? We had a revolution for freedom, for democracy, for the administration of justice, for purity, for developing God worshiping. These are good things, very good values. Why did they break off relations with us? Before revolution, the country was under a dictatorship, a totalitarian government, but that dictator was supported by the United States. There was no elections in our country. The people had played no role. There was no freedom or democracy. But in the Islamic Republic of Iran, with the victory of the revolution, we had freedom and democracy. The question is, why did the government of the United States cooperate with a dictatorship, with a dictator? But they never supported a democratic and free government.
There was the little matter of the embassy and the hostages,
they broke off relations with us
at that time. But without relitigating what happened in 1979, I want you to ask you about a couple of other cases here. The case of Robert Levinson. Do you know what has happened to him? His family is so concerned. His daughter is being married next week, and she doesn't know where her father is. This is the man who has been missing.
Who is Levinson?
Levinson, he's been missing for 3 years. He disappeared on Kish Island, and his family just wants answers. Do you know anything about the case?
Yes. Earlier, the government of the United States provided some information, and we have provided a response. Even we agreed for the formation of a committee, and both sides can jointly work on that. Of course, we had no information about his being an agent of FBI.
Retired.
But then there is a question, what an FBI agent do in our country? But however, we said we were ready to have a joint information committee to see where he is. I think I should ask this question. I don't know. We don't know. How can we know that? We think if they sit and talk, we can find a trace. According to our reports, our people say that he left the Kish Island, but we are here for any humanitarian help.
And the other humanitarian issue, Ashtiani, people outside of your country don't understand why stoning. What is the reason, no matter what someone has done, that someone would be sentenced to stoning? Can you explain that for us? And is there, why is it still allowed, stoning in Iran?
Do you have any information about the verdict of stoning to death by judge? I have not heard that the judge has issued any verdict for stoning, and it has not happened. Somebody in Germany claimed that, but the judge of the court says it is not true.
The sentence was suspended.
No, that's not true. It is in the initial stages of the legal proceedings. It is in the initial stage of legal investigations. No verdict or decision has ever been issued by the court, has yet been issued by the court. I think the problem goes back to the Western media, and they just want to show their hostility against Iran. That is very bad. Why? Do they have any evidence that such a verdict has been issued by the court in Iran? A lady is accused of an offense. And it is in the and the case is in the initial stages of investigation. Somebody in Germany said stoning to death was a decision by was decided by the court. Then they started heavy propaganda campaigns, and everybody is expressing a view about the case. We have an independent judiciary in Iran, and we have a due process of law which is very progressive in the world. Any crime must be investigated and go through a legal proceeding in five stages. If, for example, a judge issues a decision or a verdict that can be reviewed in another tribunal and higher courts, I think you cannot see that in any place in the world. Don't you have prisoners in the United States? Don't you have people who are sentenced to death, who are receiving death sentence? Why does it happen? Does the government of the United States like to kill people or to imprison them?
They have a right to a fair trial.
They are people who committed a crime and they break the law. That is the situation in Iran too. We have a very just legal and judicial system. People can have access to a defense attorney and they can also appeal the court judgment. We think we have a more advanced judicial system than the systems which now exist in Europe and in the United States. If the legal experts and jurists talk and discuss this issue, they can see that we have a more humanitarian judicial system than in the United States.
When you come to the United States, to the United Nations, you're going to be seeing many leaders who will have questions for you. What will you answer them when they say, does Iran want a nuclear weapon? Is Iran hiding a nuclear weapon? What is your response?
Are you the spokesperson of the people whom I'm going to meet?
No, I am asking what people would want to know.
I would say what their question could be. I have already met with more than 100 heads of state and government. And I met some of them a few times. Almost all of them do not support the policies and positions of the United States, the West, and their European allies. They have already said that with regard to nuclear issue, Iran is doing everything according to the law, and Iran should continue its resistance. This is the position of the people whom I met. But if they said something else in their meeting with you, I have no information about it. We have repeatedly expressed our position, announced our position that Iran is against the development of a nuclear bomb. We also asked for a global nuclear disarmament. And those countries that possess nuclear bombs are known in the world. And I think the U.S. administration and its allies, instead of trying to divert the to mislead public opinion, they should go in the direction of disarmament. They are concerned more about themselves, more about their own nuclear arsenals and nuclear bombs. If they eliminate their bombs, then they will have no more concern. We are not concerned about anything. We think bomb will have no effect in the world today. Those bombs will have no effect in the international relations. Nobody can use those bombs and coerce others today. And those who are going to stockpile those nuclear bombs, this is not the right policy, and they are just wasting their financial resources.
Finally, where we began with Sarah Short. Many people interpreted her release as your effort to show your leadership and a gesture to the rest of the world, to the United States. Were you trying to signal something? Are you looking for a better relationship?
We are always looking for a better relationship. But we do not need to take any gesture. We do everything we think it is right to do. And we don't care about the judgments of others. The important thing is that is the right thing to do.